Bob actually
was his own entity.
Bob went to Sears and was a big, it was a contract thing.
Right. Yeah. So I don't want to be a Bob Vila.
Okay.
I want to be more like Steve, where I can highlight what is necessary and make the other person shine as much as possible because they're the expert. They know what they're talking about.
Excellent.
I know a lot of, I always say as a handyman, I know a heck of a lot of things, but really not really in detail and in depth. So I have a good vocabulary of a lot of different subject matter, but I'm very little depth.
I think that's a little bit short, but that's okay.
But you know what I'm
humble.
Good at?
He's humble.
I think he's humble. And I keep him in line here because on Monday mornings, I'll be like, oh, we got a show on Friday. What the heck are we going to talk about? We start emailing each other like, well, here, I got an idea. And we kind of throw that out. And during the week, it amalgamates into a show. And we got to have... We figure we need at least four things to talk about, one for each segment.
Yeah,
and that's all we need because then we could talk forever.
Yeah, you need is those bullet points, and boom, you're off and running. And believe it or not, it's, you know.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Couldn't be happier.
I think it's one of the best feelings I've ever had.
Those are delighted supporters of the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who upended conventional wisdom and delivered a stunning defeat to Democrat Hillary Clinton.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country.
That's Trump in his victory remarks after Clinton calls him, concedes, and congratulates him, though she did not deliver a concession speech. She's expected to speak later this morning. Republicans will also retain control of both the U.S. House and Senate. Donald Trump's election as president apparently not reassuring investors as global stock markets and the dollar are all way down. This is USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks. Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at westernjournalism.com.
As we mentioned moments ago, Republicans will hold on to control of the U.S. Senate, but in some specific races, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is going back to the Senate for term number 7. In Kentucky, Republican Senator Rand Paul wins re-election.
We must stand together against the rising tide of government excess.
And GOP Senators Marco Rubio in Florida, John McCain in Arizona, Rob Portman in Ohio, Richard Shelby in Alabama, Mike Lee in Utah, and Oklahoma's Jim Lankford all win re-election. In Illinois, Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth ousting Republican incumbent Mark Kirk, and the longest-serving member of the Senate, Democrat Patrick Leahy, is back for an eighth term, holding that seat since 1975.
Let's return decency in place of the negativity we see.
Measures to legalize recreational use of marijuana for those 21 and older pass in California, Massachusetts, and Nevada, but not in Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A big loss on Election Day, and not just for Hillary Clinton, but also for the Arizona sheriff, who's been called the toughest in the nation. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been voted out of office. Former Phoenix Police Sergeant Paul Penzone will be the new sheriff. Arpaio is known for sensational policies like feeding inmates green bologna and giving them pink underwear. He's currently facing criminal contempt of court charges for disregarding a judge's order in a racial profiling case.
A judge refusing to throw out a lawsuit by a man who says he was abused by former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert. We get the latest from correspondent David Stewart.
It's a breach of contract suit by a man who claims that Hastert reneged on an agreement to pay him $3.5 million to keep quiet about Hastert's sexual assaults when the boy was a high school wrestler in the 1970s and Hastert was his coach. It was Hastert's attempt to disguise bank withdrawals to pay about half that money that led to the conviction, for which Hastert's now serving a 15-month sentence. A hearing on the lawsuit is set for January 18. David Stewart, Chicago.
And Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, and Washington are the top four teams in this week's college football playoff rankings. Washington moving up one spot after Texas A&M lost at Mississippi State. Ohio State 5th, Louisville 6th, and Wisconsin is 7th. A&M dropped to 8th, Auburn 9th, and Penn State rounds out the top 10. Remember, we're powered by WesternJournalism.com. Check it out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. This morning, I'm very pleased to have in studio somebody who I very much respect and a personal friend. His name is Mo Algetti. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning. How are you?
And today's topic is going to be something a little bit unusual and something I haven't talked about on Modern Design before, and that is talking about decorating a commercial space. Today's topic is going to be specifically about decorating restaurants, because Mo is a restaurateur. Mo is a Hunterdon County resident, and he has had a beautiful story. Sorry about that. A beautiful restaurant right here in Hunterdon County. He's now moved to a new location, and we're going to talk about his transition to his new beautiful space in New Providence. But first, we're going to take a look at this morning's weather. Currently, there is light rain. There's a 90% chance of showers, so I guess we're going to have showers everywhere you look, with a high of 57 degrees. Tonight, there'll be decreasing clouds with a low of 34. On Thursday, it's going to be a beautiful, mostly sunny day with a high of 56. On Thursday night, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 38 degrees. On Friday, Veterans Day, it's mostly sunny with a high of 60. On Friday night, it's partly cloudy with a low of 33. On Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with only a high of 47. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 29 degrees, very cold. And finally, on Sunday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 55 degrees. So it looks like we're getting that real chill now. So things are starting to transition. The sweaters come out, and we transition as well as with our design. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We meet every Wednesday live from 10 to 11. And in studio, I'm pleased to have as my guest, Mo Algetti. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Mo is a Hunterdon County resident, still currently in Hunterdon County. He has had a wonderful restaurant in Hunterdon County for quite a long time, in Lebanon, I think, for most of the time, I believe, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, called Mo's Bistro. And I discovered Mo's Bistro sort of accidentally. It was sort of hidden off the beaten path. It's in Lebanon, and it was in Lebanon, off Route 22, and I could not believe the sophistication of this restaurant. Ethnic food is not something that I think is Hunterdon County's strong suit, but this was wonderful Middle Eastern food. Baba ghanoush like I never had. I had a sampler plate that was so fantastic. It had the best of everything. Very sophisticated, delicious, fresh pita, wonderful flavors, almost too good for our area. So Mo was there for a while, and then I'm going to let you tell the story. Then you went out, and then you came back. You're kind of like the prodigal son. Tell us what happened with your space and where you started with the restaurant and how it transitioned, and then we'll talk about decorating your new restaurant.
Well, we started basically in the early 2001, and mm-hmm. we started as caterers. Strictly caterers. Uh-huh. And we were extremely successful. The economy was rolling pretty good.
It was a good period of time. Yes. And, you know, in fact, one of my neighbors had a One of my neighbors had a party. He was very successful in advertising, and he had a party. You know who we're talking about.
Yes.
And you did the food, and the food was, oh, my God, over the top. It was so
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah, and we asked who was the caterer.
Yeah, we.
But it wasn't a restaurant then, was it?
No, it was. It was basically the back door was busier than the front door, which is meaning the parties were going out and the deliveries and so on, and
right.
And we were full blown caterers. We come to your house and we bring the
everything.
Everything. Uh-huh. I mean, staff,
soup to nuts,
food, soup to nuts, exactly. Right. And then when the economy tumbled in 2008, I took a little time off, and I came back about 4 years ago to the same location. I was very familiar with the environment, familiar with the setting.
In Lebanon.
In Lebanon. And then we tried to make a go of a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And everything was going great, except that the location was horrendously tough, yes.
It's not a spot that's easy. And, you know, it's not just your business. I noticed that where the Bagelsmith was, so many businesses, and I've met with them. I do a lot of mentoring of small businesses, and I host a nonprofit group twice a month for local businesses called the Somerset Hills Business Card Exchange. And I will have said maybe three reincarnations of that space where people came to my meeting and asked me for help, and they were out of business before I know it. It's not that 22 where it bottlenecks and goes on to 78. That's a tough – there's not a lot of draw there, I think.
Correct, yes.
And I think what's happened to people is – you know, let's face it, after 2008, we have a new world. We went through financial Armageddon.
Correct.
And even though times are better now, though, after last night, I don't know, times are better now, that people still have the mentality of the financial Armageddon. So they're very different. They're very scared. They make selections, I think, that are based upon fear. And they don't do things because we're all so busy working a lot more than we have. And you and I talk about this all the time. Sure. We work more than we ever have because we have to.
Well, sure. I mean, that's pretty much the analogy that I like to give is like some tremendous athlete that runs marathons and extremely active and so on, and then all of a sudden he has a heart attack, which is the economy was
right.
Tremendously
wonderful,
and
right.
Then it had what I call it a heart attack. And
sure.
Then what happened is we're recovering now, but somehow that hiccup is on the back of your mind,
right?
That when you're running that marathon again, you feel like, is it going to happen?
Yeah.
I should be conservative. Maybe I shouldn't run so fast or so on. And that's exactly what happened. The consumer confidence is a main player.
Sure.
in the economy.
Even though the money may still be there. But,
correct.
But what I have found with people was because we're working harder and often for less money, people don't have a lot of time. So they're looking for places that are convenient to them.
Correct.
And, you know, a place like where you were, you made a lovely spot and live music, and we'll talk about some of the things that you do that I think are a little bit different. But I think people gravitate more towards places where they know their food is, their milk is, their this, they can pick up that, the gas station is there, they do stuff quick. And I think even with my business and some of the stores that I'm taking on, I make sure I partner and group myself in a village. So people that have not a lot of free time, in their time that they're off and they have kids and they're working and so on, can hit my store, do this, do that, go to the post office next door. I think that's important, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It makes things easier for everyone, and the conveniences and the pressure of life. People are trying to make like a one-stop deal,
mm-hmm.
where they have three or four hits in
one time
spot,
because
yes.
People's time is so limited.
Yes.
So when you went back, did you go back? Because I had been to your restaurant many times. Were you doing catering too, or was it more the front of the house? Because I felt it was more like a restaurant at that point, as opposed to just the catering from the earlier time.
We never say no to the catering, because that is the best part of being in the restaurant business. The
right.
Catering is really amazing part, because it's planned. It's you know what the customer wants.
Right.
You don't have to carry the stock on the shelf. You can just order it from the vendors and so on. So I decided to put a quaint little restaurant together,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a very, very small, very unique, only 10, 12 tables. And it worked for a while, except that the location was horrendously, horrendously tough.
Yeah, it really was. There wasn't a drawer there. And you would really,
no.
Even the signage, you would have to know that it was there.
Well, also on a Friday night or a Saturday night, where it's a night of going out for a lot of people, people like to be seen. It's a mental thing. They like to be seen in a big restaurant or seen in a bigger environment. And this was a little place in a small plaza with no attractions and no anchor stores. So even though we were rated number one and the food was tremendous and
really
we were getting
quality.
Tremendous feedback and
right.
so on, however, it never really sadly take off.
Sure.
We were sustaining, but we when you are in business, you're not supposed to just sustain. You're supposed to
thrive.
To, exactly.
Right. All right, well, we're going to go to our first set. Sorry to interrupt you. We're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 19 years. I must have started when I was 11. Wait till the video comes out. You'll know that that's not true. Anyway, my guest in studio today happens to be Moe Getty. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So we are talking about something a little bit different on Modern Design today. We're talking about decorating a commercial space, specifically a restaurant. And in my 19-year career, I have done a lot of commercial spaces. I redid the Thai kitchen in Bridgewater on Prince Rogers Road and kind of gave it an ethnic look, which was kind of fun. And I've done a lot of commercial spaces. I turned a car dealership in Bernersville, an old Chrysler dealership, into a beautiful upscale medical spa and did corporate offices and so on. And decorating a commercial space is a lot different than decorating a residential space. So let's talk about your transition a little bit. So you reached a point where you felt that you had a great product, which you did because I was there, but you didn't have the right location. What was the impetus to say, let's go east? Or how did that transition to do something different?
Well, it was basically that opportunity presented itself to me. Mm-hmm. Through one of my clients that owned a few hotels, and he used to order from us quite a bit, and coincidence, he had a huge empty place in New Providence, mm-hmm. on Central Avenue, and he approached me, and at that time we were actively looking. It's just a coincidence. We were actively looking to move into Clinton on Main Street or.
Because you were very Hunterdon-centric.
Correct.
You raised your daughter there. You were
correct.
From the area. Your
yes.
businesses have always been there. So you were going to stay in Hunterdon
correct.
County.
I lived in Hunterdon County for pretty much about closed on 32 years.
Right, and still do.
About a month ago, correct. So I was also looking into White House area. I was looking into a nicer location to
sure.
be more visible, to get what we really deserve.
Right, and to be in a village and to be connected with other businesses.
Correct.
And that's how businesses thrive. I
correct.
Agree. Sure.
So we were approached by this fine gentleman, and it made sense for us. And so over a period of time, we wrapped it up and we moved further east, which is tremendous because there is a lot more population. And
sure.
that congregation you're talking about of few things, which is the hotels, the traffic, the needs of people in one area, and,
sure.
and that's what we felt right away. The
right
the
more bodies to choose from, more activity.
Correct.
Absolutely. So I want to talk about your transition, because one of the things that people tell me, because I'm somebody that touches on a lot of things like you, I work 7 days a week. I'm always meeting people, talking, sharing. I do a lot of media. I do the radio program, so things come up. And when your name comes up, people will say, because they know you, because you've been in Hunterdon County for a long time. They know you, and they say, oh, Mo, where did he go? Where did he land?
Yes.
They're not really sure where you are, and I think your location is fantastic, and we're going to talk about that and go into the details of what you did and some of the things that you're doing now that are so innovative. But your location is not exact. It's within a hotel. So I want you to tell them the story of where you are and your space, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that you've done.
Well,
so tell us what your address and where you're actually located.
Well, we're physically located at 535 Central Avenue, New Providence, New Jersey. There are so many ways to get there. Obviously, it's about a mile and a half or off of 78, so it's in a very, very nice congested area. The transition was basically. The restaurant that we are currently in was empty for about a year and a half, and it was a challenge to change that place to something that I really liked.
But let's not take about this. The restaurant is in a hotel, and that's the big thing.
Correct.
The Mo's restaurant, which is a large restaurant, a lot larger than what he was before, and very grand when you see the inside of it. Beautiful citrus colors, really nice. But it's within the Murray Hill Inn.
Correct. We are attached to the hotel. However, we're a separate entity.
Correct.
We are our own entity. However, we are attached to the hotel, so. So we kind of like slide under an umbrella a little bit. However, we're totally free to do everything we want.
And as I should say, your restaurant is not it still has a very much a, once you cross the door into your restaurant, it has its own very much authentic Mediterranean flavor.
Correct.
You know, within the guidelines of being in this hotel. And
correct.
A big grand space with its own separate entrance and all that stuff.
Correct.
Were you trepidatious about going into a hotel?
I was extremely reluctant, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, my idea was to be in a my restaurant would more belong like a Marriott or a Hilton or a Hyatt Regency.
Right.
One of the top boys. But this is more of a Best Western plus.
Right.
However, we still pack a tremendous punch. And we do things the way I think it should be done, because we're a separate entity.
Sure.
So we still brought in our vivacious colors.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we were resisted by the Best Western,
mm-hmm.
Because they think just in a box. They don't want to step out of that box.
Sure.
And my ideas and the things that I wanted in my restaurant was completely and utterly outside of their box. And,
sure.
And they had to go to the CEOs of the company
to make it happen.
Yeah, just a quick piece of information there.
Sure.
That the Best Western have more rooms and hotels in the world more than any other chain.
Yeah, I think they're the biggest. People don't realize that.
People have no idea that the Best Western
across
have
the country.
Across the face of the earth.
Right.
And they have, which is like the three different things, the Best Western, the Best Western Plus, and the Best Western Premier.
Right.
The Best Western Premier pretty much competes with the highest of all.
Right.
They have tremendous properties, and they have more rooms across the face of the earth more than any other hotel.
Franchise.
As a matter of fact, more than the Hilton and the Marriott combined.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing.
They don't have as much brand recognition, I think.
No, because...
But they are the largest.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But they are reinventing the wheel right now, trying to change that image that it's just a small hotel or a motel or something like
that. Well, the hotel that you're in is quite lovely. It's like a beautiful... It's called the Murray Hill Inn. It's a very charming inn. It has a beautiful foyer. And then you go into your restaurant, and you really get the flavor of... if I could say, not a hotel restaurant, but you really get the flavor of an authentic Mediterranean restaurant.
Correct.
So when you went to, I would say that your space now in New Providence is bigger, significantly bigger than when you were in Lebanon. Am I wrong as far as the dining room is concerned?
Yes, it's about 2,600 square feet.
It's big.
In the dining room, yes.
Right, it's a big space.
Yes, and we do not pack the restaurant with tables purposely because we are in the business of fine dining. You want to make sure that that your guests are not crowding each other, and you have enough space between the tables so you have semi-private. You don't have to hear the conversation next to you, or so it also makes the service flow so much better.
You know, Mo, that's something that I just happened to notice the other day. I'm helping Mo with a little bit with we're going to do some new seasonal decorations because they had this commitment to these beautiful colors, and I'm helping them with that for the holidays. And when you come at the holidays, what a great Saturday night during December to come, and it's going to be beautiful and glowing and so on. So you should check it out. But having said that, when you went into the space, I saw pictures of the space before, and it was quite bland. It just sort of had no Mediterranean flair, and it was just sort of a serviceable area. Were you concerned that you wouldn't be able to reinvent it and create your brand?
Well, when we presented our colors to the owners,
they must have had a heart attack.
Yes, they
tell them what some of your paint colors.
We chose
which are gorgeous, by the way.
We painted the ceiling totally black.
Black ceiling, which is great.
And we had like an orangey, it's called Poppy Field.
Mm-hmm. A really strong orange on the wall.
A really strong orange on the wall.
I mean, you know what? Orange is a great restaurant color.
Yes.
I tell people, and people are starting to embrace orange again, especially the millennials. We have all this gray, but often people do pops of color. I can't tell you how many houses that I put an orange front door on. People are starting to to embrace orange again. It's a great restaurant color. It's warm.
It's very warm. It's very appealing. And also, there is a lot of columns in the restaurant and trim work, so we chose to do more of a burgundy, little bit on the lighter side, so that combined all the colors together.
Right.
But throughout the project, after we got past, after we bypassed the decoration department at the Best Western in Arizona,
and they recovered from their shock.
And the only reason they were able to work with us is because the owner owns three different hotels, and he's got some saying with them.
And so he's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Uh-huh.
So we proceeded with the project with these crazy colors, and you know we had to paint the ceiling first, and then the walls, and then the trim work.
Sure.
But I can see throughout the project that people were like raising their eyebrows at me, and they are like saying, "What the hell is this guy
doing?"
Sure. You know, he is.
When you first put,
and then
well, I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
And this is for our listeners. This is great. When you first put a saturated color on the wall and you do the first coat, it looks terrible.
Horrible, yes.
You have to wait until you get the second coat and it's finished and it's set and you do your thing. When I had my first store, when I first started going full time in this, I was in Bernardsville, New Jersey, in a shop on Claremont Road, and I picked this very sort of striking, really rich coral. I had a lot of coral and navy at the time, and I put that first coat on the walls and I said to myself, "Oh my God, maybe I should do something else for a living."
Yes.
It was terrible. You cannot, and this is very important for my listeners, do not judge a project halfway through.
Correct.
People have done that in my career many times. I'm a colorist. I've done this for 19 years. I still get to eat off of it, so I must know what I'm doing. Don't get a saturated color on the walls and say, "Oh, take it off." Let it happen. So yes. Did you say yourself, even when you put the first coat of orange on, you're like, "Oh my God, what did I do?" Did you get scared?
I was getting so much
flack.
Like, you know, that silent criticism.
Yes.
or that eyebrow that raised and say, you know, you get those funny looking faces.
Sure.
And then I started to even doubt myself. And
yes.
And then I said, "Nope, I know these colors will work. I'm going to stay my course." And the more the project went further,
right.
And it started to make a lot of sense. And every day, on average, I hear like two or three comments, "Oh my God, the decor is wonderful.
It's beautiful.
And the colors is vivacious and inviting and warm." And the black ceiling gives like sort of a protection. It just makes the room more suppressed.
Well, I think I like to do black ceilings in commercial. It's very hot in studio today, so if you hear me taking off my sweater, folks, that's right. What's going on. So, and Mo, you won't know this, but he always wears shorts. It could be December 28th, and he's sitting his with shorts. And he's smart because he has a T-shirt on, and I have a very heavy shirt and sweater on. So when we go to our news break, which will be momentarily, I'll finally get some relief. This studio is amazing. We're moving to new studios probably in December, and they're going to be television studios. We'll have cameras, and when I have you back next time, maybe we'll have you on with Lisa. When I have you back next time, we'll actually be shooting video.
Sure.
But right now, we're in the CenturyLink, and we have been for years on the second floor. And sometimes this studio is very hot, and sometimes it's very cold. And today, I think it's very hot. Anyway, so what I wanted to say before that diversion was that it's very important when you're doing commercial decorating that you represent someone's brand. So if you were to keep those walls and bring your live music in and just do what you do, I'm not sure people would get the full effect. As wonderful and as much artistry as you have, I think you also need to create a visual. And I think you've done a very good job in that space in doing that, in creating a full visual. You feel like you're going into – you're in this lovely hotel, but you feel like you're going into something else. And I think when you're creating a brand and your brand is Middle Eastern, it's warm, it's different flavors, it kind of does that. And I want to say to people that I say this on Modern Design every week, paint is magic. For the least amount of money, you can take a saturated color or something and reinvent a space. And having seen the before pictures, when you sent me a lot of media yesterday, so for the promoting the show, and I went online and looked at the before pictures of the restaurant and after, it is completely transformed.
Oh, sure.
You did other things, but mostly just by color. I mean, color made a
Correct.
Very big difference.
Well, we also put a lot of thought into the art.
Sure, the art was gorgeous. I didn't mean to simplify. I'm just saying what an impact it had.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, and the art is basically is if you put like a present in a box,
uh-huh.
and it's a very valuable present in a box, and you just present the box with no wrapping.
Sure.
The art basically is what makes that present valuable. You basically wrap it up in a bow and you put your emphasis on it and so on. So the art basically wraps everything around and just like present the full blown picture.
Sure.
Because it picks up the colors, it's complementing the feeling. It belongs there.
It's a complete package, and I don't think I think it's the combination of the warm citrus orangey tones and then that extra layer of the beautiful artwork.
Correct.
Well, we're going to have to go to a quick news break. I'll give you a chance to catch your breath and get a glass of water, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's president-elect issues a call to Americans in his victory remarks.
To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together.
Donald Trump with a stunning defeat of Democrat Hillary Clinton. Many pollsters getting it wrong. Clinton was thought to have many more paths to 270 electoral votes needed to secure the White House, but Trump scored wins in states that were believed to have been on Clinton's side, and he also won several key battleground states.
For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help.
A devastated Clinton does not deliver a concession speech early today, but is expected to speak a little bit later this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever noticed your hair breaking off in a shower? Or has your hair become flat and lifeless? Revive your hair with Cell Therapy by Ovation, a breakthrough treatment not found in any other hair care line. Cell Therapy's unique blend of nourishing proteins, amino acids, and key nutrients treat the scalp and cuticle, defending against breakage, for hair that is thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier. Hundreds of thousands of clients swear by Ovation Cell Therapy. In fact, over 94% of Ovation customers say they recommend cell therapy to their friends. And Ovation Cell Therapy is risk-free with their 365-day, 100% money-back guarantee. So stop the breakage, repair split ends, and add more bounce and shine into your poor, lifeless hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Just go online to ovationhair.com and new customers get a special introductory discount when you select USA News at checkout. Great hair is just one click away at ovationhair.com, and remember to select USA News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. We did a quick news break today because we have a lot to talk about, and I have a wonderful and interesting guest in studio today. His name is Mo Alghetti. He's a restaurateur, and he is the owner of Mo's Bistro, now located in New Providence, New Jersey, within the Murray Hill Inn, conveniently located not far from Hunterdon County, right off Route 78, and local roads will get you there as well. A great place to go, and different. You know, I see people all the time gravitating towards Italian restaurants, Italian restaurants, Italian restaurants. And I can say this because my last name ends in a vowel. I guess yours does too, though. And growing up Italian, that's fine. But I find that I long for flavors that I can't represent. Like, if I think I probably could go and make a fantastic pot of sauce that would be delicious with nice flavors because I got that from my mother and my grandmother and the touches that I came from. But when you go to a Thai restaurant or a Vietnamese restaurant or a Mediterranean restaurant, you get the wealth of someone else's frame of reference, their fingers, their touches, and it really is different. Do you know what I mean?
I agree 100%. The market, we all know, is saturated with specific cuisines.
Right.
And that makes things a bit boring and redundant.
Sure.
A bit. Like, where you, when you ask your husband or your wife, where do you want to go out this weekend, or where are we meeting John and Joanne, you
right.
know, they say, well, let's go to this, but it's Italian food.
Right.
I'm sick and tired of Italian food.
And tell the truth, Mo,
respectfully, it's a wonderful cuisine. However, the saying is, you cannot have steak every day. You
right.
you will crave something else.
Sure.
It's the same principle.
Tell the truth. How many, you're a restaurateur, how many Italians make Italian food anymore? Probably none.
Well, in my restaurant?
Well, you're a Mediterranean. You're not specifically Italian. I'm saying out there, I have not been to an Italian restaurant in the past 20 years where the chef was Italian.
That's right. You know, it's all basically diluted. You don't have to be a full Italian you can be Italian background.
No, I understand. That's not necessary. But
the ethnic good Italian restaurants usually have a direct relation to Italy.
Sure. Which is a very sophisticated cuisine. I find that American Italian food is sort of watered down.
Correct.
And very,
it's diluted.
It's, yeah,
yes.
It's very, it's more,
yes.
It's more American than Italian.
Yes. Well, you know, we knowing the cuisine pretty good because we're Mediterranean. Italy provides a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful cuisine.
Oh, there's no question about it.
The north is completely and utterly different than the south
right.
of Italy. You know, Italy has about maybe 1,200 miles, a narrow island almost between the north and the south.
Sure.
They get every weather. They get every the catch at the sea is different in the north than it is in the south.
Sure. And
the
varies.
Vegetables, the seasons vary, so
right.
they have a tremendous wide variety of things.
Sure. But Italian food, European Italian food, I think they eat much differently. The
Correct.
Proportions are much smaller.
Correct.
Pasta isn't this tremendous bowl. It's a first course, and it's tiny with a very delicate sauce, and not a lot of sauces.
Correct.
But Italian-American food, which is good, and there's some wonderful restaurants out there, I'm not belaboring it. To me, I think you could make better at home. So when I go out, I want to go to a Middle Eastern restaurant. I want to go to an Indian restaurant. I want to go to I'll go out and order a duck, something I wouldn't make at
sure.
home. And I think that that's a good thing for you. Do you ever find, because your specialty is Middle Eastern cuisine, that maybe some people are a little bit phobic before they try it?
Actually, no. It's a very welcome idea that we are Mediterranean.
Great.
Because again, it's a change of what's out there, and we're panoramic. We have a wide range of varieties, and there is a taste for everyone. Believe it or not, we have included some Italian items on our menu.
Well, that in case is Mediterranean.
Because
it's
we
sort
are
of
Mediterranean,
like, right.
and we incorporate the French and the northern Africa of Syria, Lebanon,
sure.
Egypt, Morocco.
Now your background,
Spain,
right, you were born in Egypt?
In Egypt,
right.
correct.
So I can't say, having eaten there a number of times, both the old location and the new location, I can't say it's an Egyptian restaurant. It's very
no.
it's very all-inclusive. It's a Mediterranean
no,
restaurant.
It's not just specifically Egyptian restaurant.
Sure.
However, the Mediterranean cuisine have ethics and have foundations, and we have those pretty much set in the ground, so we can build anything on those pillars and foundations.
Sure. And if you like, if you're going out and they say, "Oh, my husband will never eat anything but Italian," you can have Italian-ish Mediterranean or steak or fish. You'll accommodate those people.
Oh, absolutely. We have six or seven different types of fish on the menu. We have amazing aged steaks.
I had a great filet mignon there.
Filet mignon. We just started to get with the holidays with the filet mignon towers, where it's incredible. We are known for our lamb shanks. We use the hind legs of the animal, which is actually a lot more meat on it. It looks wonderful. It cooks better. It's so we have the ethics of the Mediterranean, but we also get into the European taste of the light ceviches and the exotic salads.
Oh, you make the best ceviche I've ever tasted. I'm going to get you on that again. I love ceviche.
Yes.
But let's digress back towards the design element of it, as wonderful as your food is, and then we'll end up on that, because your food is very artistic. And I want to talk about that. I'm going to, after we finish today, I'm going to, from the station also, the other day I came in because one of the things I'm working with Mo on is his seasonal decorating. So Mo had done this commitment. He got the franchise to approve his sort of unconventional look for this restaurant, and then he went for it. He has all these wonderful, warm, Mediterranean citrus colors, and then beautiful artwork. But because of this commitment to a look, and I talk about this a lot in Modern Design on Decorating, you can't have a beautiful orange and cinnamon and gold and warm restaurant and then put red and green Christmas decorations. It just doesn't work.
No.
Exactly.
Yes.
You have to work with whatever, whether it's a restaurant or your home, apartment, whatever. When you're doing holiday decorating or seasonal decorating, you have to take into account what you have, and you want to make it as attractive as possible. That's like saying, you know, a woman has a brown dress on, and she's going to accessorize it with black. It just doesn't really work together. You have to pick what's going to work well with it. And for a restaurant that's basically sort of a cinnabar orange color, you want to put lighter tones and a little bit of sparkle and warm creams and some silvers and some copper, and really highlight what you've already done. And that's some of the things that we're currently working on. But I want to get back to something you said before we went to our news break, was about the artwork, because I think there's a story behind the artwork you have in your restaurant.
Yes, the artwork basically is a continuation of the eye to the colors.
Sure.
So we made sure that the art is also related to vivacious colors, and I decided to ask the artist to make it more of a Mediterranean artwork.
Right.
So we chose the figs, which is extremely popular in the Mediterranean cuisine. We also we have the lemons, mm-hmm. and we have also, I'm a big fan of eggplant.
I
think eggplant is I call it the food of love.
Right.
And we do it also very, very well, and it's actually tremendously Mediterranean. Eggplant is a tremendous vegetable, and
I don't know how you don't weigh 300 pounds, because just with the eggplant alone, I don't think I would ever, you know, I don't think I would, you know, be able to walk around, because you have, you know, wonderful food at your resources, and you know food. Here's something I want to ask you, and we have to get back to design, because that's what our show is about, but I want to ask you something that's always puzzled me about food. You and I could both get an eggplant. We can get it from the same place. I have one and you have one. We could have the same three ingredients. We could follow a recipe, but my eggplant will taste not as good as yours, your eggplant.
Yes.
And I've always, or maybe my eggplant will taste good, but it will have a different flavor than your eggplant in the same environment, in the same oven, with the same ingredients. Why is that? What does someone contribute? Is it their body chemistry? Is it timing? What is it that makes one person's food with the same item different than somebody's else? And then when we go to yours and you're cooking and you make your Mediterranean food, it has a different flavor, or a specific flavor, different than maybe if your mom made it.
Well, eggplant is a very finicky vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how it looks. There is no two eggplants are alike.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a box of eggplant that has 20 eggplants and you open them up everyone would look different. So the you have to just meet the basics and make sure that end of the day an eggplant has to be soft, seasoned right.
Right.
And 9 out of 10 times an eggplant tastes better the day after than the day before.
So do you think that's true, though, about all vegetables? Yes. I have never, I'm not a cook.
Not all vegetables, no. But the eggplant specifically, if you marinate it and grill it on, and finish it your own way, whatever it is, it's usually
better
the next day.
Right.
Yes. And eggplant is a finicky. I work with chefs that have 45 years of experience. They won't even touch eggplant because they get complaints about it.
Well, it could be bitter.
It could be bitter.
Right.
It could be tough. It could be not accepting your spices, or you could put the wrong combo on the eggplant, and it doesn't taste good.
Mm.
You know,
sometimes it could absorb too much oil.
Correct. That is one of the problems of the eggplant. It takes the oil, and then after a while, or maybe 20-30 minutes, it gives it back to you.
Right.
And that means you're having a greasy dish, and you cannot probably touch half of it. It's because the eggplant keep rejecting the oil one more time. That's why it's a tricky vegetable.
Well, then we need somebody like you that really knows how to manipulate it and cook it and get the best out of it.
Yeah, here's a secret for all the listeners out there. If you fry eggplant, after you fry it, wash it with hot water.
That's amazing to me. I would think that would be taking out all the flavor whatsoever.
I'm not talking about like washing it with
Dawn.
Take the eggplant and just put it in a bowl with hot water. What's going to happen is all that grease and all that acid will rise up to the top.
Amazing.
And then you take the eggplant and then you do whatever you
want.
Because
after a certain amount of cooking time, it releases the oil.
Correct.
And you want to get that out so you don't have
an oily
dish.
So it does not have a greasy pot of eggplant with 2 inches of oil floating on the top.
Well, one of the things I like to do when I bring local businesses in is give the phone number of how they can make reservations. You have to try this place. It's amazing. I'm going to put some pictures up on the site of some of his dishes, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about the decorating and some of the things they're doing, and also how artful some of his dishes are. So why don't you give us your phone number for reservations?
It's 908-840-4540.
And you're open every day, or?
We're open every day for lunch and dinner, and pretty soon in the month of December, we'll extend our hours to Sundays as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to take a quick commercial message, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 19 years. I have a space right here, beautiful showroom in Flemington, New Jersey, on the Flemington Circle, which is almost complete, I'm told. At least, I think. At 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. I'm pleased to announce that 2 weeks ago, I opened my second location in Chatham, New Jersey, right near the Short Hills Mall. And that second location is 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey. Phone number 908-884-0770. Come visit us. Good things are happening at Maven Hill Designs. Well, my guest today happens to be Moel Getty, and we are talking about decorating a restaurant, what it's like when you decorate a commercial space, in this case, a restaurant. So Moel has done a great job of creating his brand, and his brand is wonderful Mediterranean food. He invites you to his house. He's a very gracious host. He'll come out and talk to you. And sort of create sort of a party. One of the things that I think, and I don't know if you still do this or not, but you often incorporate music into your dining. Do you still do that?
Yes, we do that. We're known for having soft acoustic musicians, one of the best musicians around, that create a nice background music. It's
sure.
Not inundating. It doesn't defeat the purpose of entertainment.
And I have to say, one of the biggest problems I have, probably sound like an old fogey by saying this, but one of the biggest problems that I have as the old man is that when I go to a restaurant, I often can't hear. The acoustics are terrible. And one of the things that I like to do is when I go out is to be relaxed, and I like to be able to have conversation. And the good thing, and this is not a thing because I like you or I know you, I had noticed from even when we were in the Lebanon location, it was the first time. Normally, I do not like music when I'm eating because I can't hear people. But whatever you do or however you do it, it is just soft background music.
Yes.
It almost enhances conversation. It relaxes you, and you can still talk.
Well, there is a method to that. It's actually a little bit of hard work, but mm-hmm. we got it down to a...
You really do.
To a math where mm-hmm. I always... when the restaurant is packed, I go out and I try to talk to people,
mm-hmm.
and I know for a fact that I can talk to them and they can hear me and the music is playing and the restaurant's full.
Sure.
So we kind of like go to the musician and tell them, register this click on your speaker because that's exactly what I want.
Sure.
And they are extremely respectful and they do exactly what we ask them to do because the people coming out, you know, you don't want to hear that everything is spectacular, the decor is excellent and the food is outstanding and,
sure.
and everything and the service was wonderful and the prices is excellent but we couldn't hear ourselves talk.
Sure.
And
I have not gone back to restaurants that had very good food for that reason. To me, dining is an experience.
Correct.
And I think most people, if they're going to spend that money, they want to have an experience. And that's not solely the food. Of course, the food is very important. But it's the entire experience. Going to in a space that's beautiful, where you feel comfortable, where you're seen, where the walls have a soft glow, where there's beautiful music, where you have a host that makes you feel welcome in his space. And I think you guys do a very good job with that.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. Yes. It's important because... It kind of like, again, it wraps everything in, it's like you put your arms around something and,
sure.
and you feel like you have a good control of the environment where you're saying to your guest, hey, come on in, enjoy a beautiful place, enjoy beautiful colors, beautiful
right.
Food with tremendous taste and also wrap it up with beautiful service and soft acoustic violinist
right.
and guitarist that play some nice music.
Well, I think what you've done well is you've created a brand and your brand and you've transitioned it from the Lebanon location to the New Providence location, which
correct.
Is not all that far, just a little bit further west on Route 78, a couple of exits down. And you've done a good job in continuing to be gracious to greet your guest and to giving them a wonderful experience. Our part of that today is about a lot of things, but also about the decor of your space. So the warm Mediterranean colors, the beautiful artwork, a great space, being treated very well. Let's talk about some of the things that we're working on now with you, some of the things that are very exciting that's going to make a reason to come out and maybe sit at the bar and have a drink and make it more of a scene.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on with your restaurant.
Well, we all know as Jersey residents how difficult it is to get a liquor license. And
sure.
New Providence was the last soldier standing over Dry Town.
Mm-hmm.
And we were granted a liquor license on, I believe, July 14th of this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. And we are in the process of giving the restaurant the second facelift of building a bar. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad to be working with you on that. You're wonderful. And it's I'm looking forward to you being part of my team. And
thank you.
I always say I'm as good as my team, whether anybody that works with me or works for me. Without him, I would be actually not successful. So we're planning on adding a beautiful Mediterranean bar.
Wonderful.
And that will extend the will basically be the full picture of the restaurant.
Sure.
Of a Mediterranean bar,
right,
with a Mediterranean restaurant.
Right.
I think it's...
And I think it's going to be a little bit of a scene. It's going to be something to yeah. hang out at.
And I don't want the public to know it's going to be like a big, huge bar mm-hmm. with loud and so on. No. It's supposed to be intimate,
a lounge.
Classy.
Right.
Lounge.
Sophisticated.
Sophisticated, where mm-hmm. you can have a couple of amazing appetizers and sit at the bar and have a tremendous variety of wine and cocktails and so on and so forth. So we're very excited about the new thing, and I can't wait to put my hand on a good decor and good colors and,
sure.
and so on to really make it pop out, you know.
You know, what's very important is that you've already created such a beautiful brand there. Some of the ideas that you and I have been working on is sort of we're going to create a sophisticated bar area, but incorporate that into what you've already done, because your brand is very important, and I could see your bar being just sort of a scene, a really nice, sophisticated, because we don't, in New Jersey, we don't have a lot of those spaces.
No, there is not.
Beautiful, intimate spaces where you can go and you can have unbelievable appetizers, things that are sophisticated, some great cocktails, a little live music. You know, that doesn't exist very often. You have to go looking for that, and you've done that. You've done it in a very sophisticated, but also approachable way.
Yes.
That you can go and have a good time and feel welcome and feel like you're part of the crowd, but just have an experience. And I think that's one of the things that you do so well.
I think I don't want to lose sight of plan B. Like, you start a project like that and then you have a plan B.
Sure.
To proceed.
Right.
I don't want to just like veer to the right or veer to the left and lose sight of the main goals of creating a fun, good-looking environment, and just veer to the right and start to lose track of
your core, yeah, of what you've
you
done.
Know, so,
yeah.
So this. But is
I think you've done that actually thoughtfully and slowly. Like, when did you go into the restaurant? How long have you been at the New Providence location?
We just celebrated our first year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations!
On, October 19th.
So congratulations!
Yes, thank you so much. Yes.
So you had that first year to work out any kinks to get it working right, to get the functionality
correct.
Of the restaurant. I did want to point out, though, as far as something that you do that. That I appreciate, because I have a dear friend that is in a wheelchair. So when we go to restaurants, often it's very difficult, and I can only go to certain restaurants because, you know what, rent and food are very expensive. So most restaurants have a table on top of a table on top of a table on top of a table. Your tables are really spaced out so that you can feel comfortable and open and not like you're sort of shoved into a space.
Correct, yes.
And I think that's a very thoughtful
correct,
thing to do.
Yes, I purposely did that because respectfully, some restaurant owners don't care about the floor plan.
I think
you have to put thoughts into everything.
Sure.
And I believe I created a very, very solid floor plan.
Oh, absolutely.
So people are not rubbing elbows. They are not hearing each other conversations and so on. So it's very important for me to spread out the action over. And believe it or not, when you spread out the action, it makes the restaurant look more full.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know?
Absolutely. And people always want to eat in a full restaurant, or they
correct.
Look through the window and they're coming in. Well, believe it or not, the hour is up. It goes by so quickly. It's
yes.
amazing. At least for me, it goes by so quickly. I've learned so much.
It went fast for me, too.
Okay, so for our listeners, just one more time, I'd like you to give the name of your restaurant, the address, and a phone number for reservations.
Sure. The name of the restaurant is Moe's Bistro, M-O-E-S, and the word bistro. and it's at 535 Central Avenue in New Providence, New Jersey, 07974. The phone number is 908-840-4540. And thank you very much, Rich, for having me on. This was a lot of fun.
You're a pleasure. You're a wonderful guest and a great host. Listeners, check it out. Go have a wonderful dinner. He's very accommodating. Lisa, who also works with him in this wonderful thing, the collaboration they've done together, are wonderful hosts. They'll make you feel welcome, and you'll have the best food you ever had. Okay, we will see you next week at same time, 10 o'clock, with another episode live of Modern Design. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day. Take an umbrella. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's president-elect issues a call to Americans in his victory remarks.
To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together.
Donald Trump with a stunning defeat of Democrat Hillary Clinton. Many pollsters getting it wrong. Clinton was thought to have many more paths to 270 electoral votes needed to secure the White House, but Trump scored wins in states that were believed to have been on Clinton's side, and he also won several